Everybody,
welcome to Real Talk. Look, I'm just going to say this right now. I'm happy that we have a 53-man roster. We have a lot to talk about. We didn't have a podcast last week. We decided to move away from the spaces at this moment. The spaces are going to be coming up. We're going to be doing post games and maybe some stuff during the games. But as always, make sure you like, subscribe, you comment, you leave reviews, 5-star reviews only, please. Whoever put that one in there, I know you're a Charger fan. Piss on your leg. And make sure you holler at my boy Dustin. Dustin, what's good, brother? How you doing?
What's going on, man? No, it's been a minute. I mean, we talk every day, but it's been a minute since we've talked to everybody else. So it'll be interesting to see what we've got going on in the chat and everything when we start breaking down this roster.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. I mean, we have, you know, we have the 53-man roster. We have Josh Jacobs is back. We've got, you know, some interesting transactions. We have the practice squad. And then we got some comments that were made today by one Stephen A. Smith. So there's a lot to get into. So let's dive into this first. We'll start with the roster, 53-man roster. What's no surprise is the Raiders are going to run with three quarterbacks again. I think that's pretty much the standard right now with, you know, as far as teams go. You know, we saw what happened with the Niners in the NFC Championship game. And where they lost basically every quarterback they had. And so you want to have a stable. Now, when I don't believe Josh is named the number two yet, last I checked, but my guess, and unless I'm completely seeing things incorrectly, is my guess is it should be Aiden O'Connell. And then Hoyer should be that number three, basically player coach, last resort, you know. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think that's definitely the way I was looking at it. I mean, I'm looking at the depth chart that they have online right now, and it does have Hoyer listed at two, but I think this is a very preliminary depth chart. I don't know that I don't think it's been updated yet because they still have Natane Moody listed as the second behind Parham. So, but yeah, I think Hoyer's going to end up in that third slot, and O'Connell's going to sit behind Jimmy for a year. Or until Jimmy gets hurt. So I think O'Connell's in a really good position, and everybody that I've talked to said that they want to see him sit for a year, get a really good grasp on it, develop a little bit, and maybe even 2 years. You know, it just depends on how Jimmy works out. But
yeah, I mean that's the goal, right?
I have no problem with that. Yeah, I have no problem with O'Connell sitting for 2 years.
You know, what a good situation is when you have the ability to draft a quarterback and you've got a bridge quarterback there that can, you know, potentially win you some games, could potentially in the right system with the right tools around him could win himself a championship. You know, and those are the things that you want to look at. Sorry, Caden's already doing stuff. So just to let everybody know, my kid freaking 2.5 weeks into school, he hates kindergarten, like cries because he doesn't want to leave me, right? And like, I finally get him to the point where he's starting to enjoy it, and then he catches COVID. So Corona. he's asymptomatic, which is good. He's got like a slight fever, you know, just that's about it. But the problem is, because he's asymptomatic, he's super hyper and he wants to play with his friends, and all his friends are outside playing, and he doesn't understand why that he just tested positive yesterday that he cannot go out and play with his friends. And so
don't want to be a super spreader.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, and I feel like I feel bad. I'm like, I'm the bad guy because I'm telling him no, when ultimately I want to be out there too, but we can't, you know? So
yeah,
he's like dancing in front of me. He's now sitting on the porch in his Red Ryder or his Radio Flyer wagon, trying to make his own fun. So if you see me, if you hear me pause anytime during this podcast, this is why. If you see me on the live feed, look over, that's why, because I've got Nut Job over there doing his thing. Getting back into the roster, this is going to be a long show, I can already tell you.
Yeah, we got a lot to go over.
Yeah. Getting into the roster, we go to the running back position. Hey, where are all the people that said Josh Jacobs was going to get traded? Where are all the people that said Josh Jacobs was going to hold out? Where are all the people that said Josh Jacobs was greedy and wasn't worth it?
Done.
And
yeah,
he was done and
washed.
Yeah. Well, Josh Jacobs has returned, and he's come back rocking the number 8 as we expected. But Josh is official. JJ 8 is back in Vegas, ready to roll. That's one thing I'm most excited about. And I'm going to take a second here before we get into the backups, before we get into the fullback, to just take my time right now. And you can get up in this too. But just to give my appreciation that the Raiders were able to get something done. Dave Ziegler worked hard at it, $12 million. You know, they asked Josh if there were any hard feelings about the negotiations. He said, shit. It was, you know, I'm here. And we got it done, and that's all that matters, clean slate.
Yep.
So we got Josh locked in for a year. I know everybody wants a longer contract. We can't do it until next year.
Right.
And so, you know, he has the ability to make up to $12 million this year. So Josh Jacobs is back. That just adds one more dimension,
a whole
to,
new
this,
wrinkle.
To this team. Yeah. You know, Zamir White's serviceable, and I think he'll be a good number two, but Josh is the guy. Josh is him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just my excitement around Josh being back. You know, I know that Josh wants to be a Raider for life. You know, the conversations that I've had with him, you know, he doesn't want to play anywhere else. He wants to be here. And so, you know, it's exciting to see him back in silver and black.
Definitely. I don't think you missed on anything there. It's really good to see him come back. You saw the video that they posted. You know, of course they're going to show all the good stuff. You know, he walks up to the building, gives Ziegler a big old bear hug. You know, they're going to show him being happy and all that good stuff. But I think there's a genuine excitement. And you saw, it was behind the shield. They were talking to Jimmy and they said, you know, what's the energy like now that Josh is back? He goes, dude, it's a whole other level. He goes, you could feel it with all the guys. They're excited to have him back. You know, he's one of those guys, like you said, you've said before, he's just one of those leader players that they've got. You know, he's a captain last year. You know, he's one of those guys that just needs to be in the room and be there, you know, and he looks good in the practice footage that they released today. You know, he doesn't look like he's missed a beat. Came in at 5'10", 223. So, you know, he's ready to roll. So it's going to be really good to see him get going again.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, we've got enough time before the Denver game for him to, you know, just get acclimated into working with Jimmy. Because, you know, working with a new quarterback after, you know, 4 years or 5 years in the league, it's a change. And so, you know, Jimmy's handoffs, working on those, getting a feel for each other. I think it's going to be really good. I'm excited about Josh coming back, getting into the other running backs as we have. Zamir White, who's the backup as expected. Amir Abdullah is that third down back. And then Brandon Bolden's kind of that short yardage back.
Power back.
You know, who's also really good on special teams. And, you know, I think that that's where you see these guys. Each one of these guys, well, not so much Zamir, but Amir Abdullah and Brandon Bolden, they have their specialties, right? Like Amir is great coming out of the backfield. He has great hands. And then he just has that speed that takes it up the next notch. Brandon Bolden's going to get you that hard one, that hard two. He's, you know, he's going to run it up the gut. He's going to be able to make some plays there. So you use him more in that goal line situation, much like the Raiders used to use Zach Crockett. And then Zamir White, you know, he's kind of that, you know, he has the ability to be an every down back. He just needs to get his pads lower and needs to keep turning those legs. And let's not be Tate Train 2.0.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and you see it with White. He can break them off. You know, last season he had a few sharp runs, you know, that were – he had a couple 10-plus. You know, he can break it off when he gets his pads right, like you said. And I think he's really good to have behind Jacobs in those types of situations that kind of change a pace.
Absolutely.
You know, you get Jacobs in there who can pound it between the tackles. He can bounce it out. You know, Zamir can do similar things, but just a little bit different style. So it wrinkles the game plan a little bit. So
yeah. Yeah, I like it. You know, and then you got first foremost, shout out my boy Ivan. Yeah, Ivan's a great dude. He gets mistaken for Raider Cody a lot. He's like the Latino Raider Cody. But shout out Ivan, what's good, brother? Yeah, and so, you know, and then you have the beige bison, Jakob Johnson, who is just a freaking force. I mean, the dude is if you look at fullback in the dictionary, you got a picture of Jakob Johnson. Like, yep. I mean, you know, that man, he's a bad motherfucker.
And I mean, I'm just throwing weights and heights and weights out there, you know, because I've got the roster pulled up. Dude, 6'3", 255. I mean, that's bordering on offensive linemen. Like
that. Well, that's like 1995 Steelers linebacker size right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's Joey Porter, LeVon Kirkland size right there. You know, like that's teetering on being me. Yeah. Like I got about 40 pounds on him right now. And, you know, and he's jacked. I'm not completely jacked. I still got a baller tummy, but you know, we gonna keep that thing. But yeah, so I mean the running back room, it's solid. You know, you've got some guys in there that can make some plays. Going over to the wideouts, Raiders are keeping 6 on the roster. As if there were any question in anybody's mind, the starters are Devontae Adams, Jakobi Meyers, and Hunter Renfro. And then you've got backups, Trey Tucker, DeAndre Carter, and Christian Wilkerson. Now, one name that actually kind of I'm surprised that is not on this list is Cam Sims. I mean, Cam had a huge, huge preseason. I thought that he was going to get a roster spot, but I'm not mad at Carter. I'm not mad at Wilkerson. And Trey Tucker is a beast. But the speed between Carter and Tucker, man, like it's just that's some pure speed. Who are you most excited about on this besides obviously the starters?
I mean, I'm excited to see Tucker get his hands right. You know, he flashed in the preseason a couple times, a couple 35-40 yard catches from O'Connell. The name that does surprise me on that list though is Wilkerson. I mean, I thought for sure, like you said, I was looking for Sims to be that number 6. But Wilkerson flashed too. You know, he made some good plays, and he's got for a bigger receiver, he's got speed. So that's one thing you're going to see in common with all these guys coming out of this wide receiver core is they're all fast. You know, they've all got wheels and they're all kind of shifty. So it's going to be a fun. I said it before earlier in the off season. The name of the game this year is going to be yards after catch.
Yes,
you're going to see. I think you're going to see a lot of mid range. What people are going to hate, but it plays to Jimmy's strengths is a shorter mid range game with an emphasis on yards after catch.
Yeah. And I know people hate it, but that's one of the things when the Raiders were winning playoff games, when the Raiders were going to the Super Bowl, when the Raiders were winning championships, those are some of the things that you saw. You know, Jim Plunkett wasn't a great deep ball guy. It was yards after the catch. You know, Ken Stabler had a rocket arm, but LaMonica had a rocket arm, but you know, Rich Gannon, he was a guy who didn't really, I mean, he had a deep ball, but it wasn't phenomenal. And it was just short passes. And Tim and Jerry would just make plays after plays after plays. And that's what you want. I mean, look, I know sometimes it'll lull you to sleep watching the West Coast offense because we see Patrick Mahomes make these ridiculous throws, or we see Lamar Jackson, you know, do these things, or we see Josh Allen throw a 70-yard bomb. But these are the plays that keep the ball moving, that keep the chains moving, that take time off the clock. Where's the defense down? Exactly. And that's, you know, yeah, a big play, big touchdown in 3 seconds is great, but also you know, a 75-yard drive that takes 8 minutes off the clock, that's huge.
I'm talking like an 11 to 12 play drive that takes off 80 yards, you know, 75-80 yards. Yeah. And that defense is gassed.
Oh yeah. And you know, and they're sucking air, and by the time the fourth quarter rolls around, you're not going to have those lead changes. You're not going to have, you know, those points that you give up. So those are the things that I'm excited about. I think that, you know, it's a nice mix. You've got two of the best route runners in the league in Devontae and Hunter. You know, it looks as if Josh McDaniels is letting Hunter do his thing again, which, you know, we know is going to be most beneficial for him. And then also special teams wise, I'm looking at DeAndre Carter, like this guy's going to pop off a couple.
Yep.
I can already tell this guy he's shifty. He's fast. He's going to pop off a couple. And I'm excited about that because we've been lacking that for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and everybody, I think, forgets that Carter's coming off of a career year in San Diego, in LA, you know, so it's, he's not a slouch. Everyone's going, you know, everyone wants that, like we were saying, that big, sexy play, you know, the big, big yards down the field. But Carter can get you those yards after the catch. Again, it's going to be yak all season. So yeah, I'm really excited to see how these guys go. I want to see Renfro doing his China routes at the goal line. Work with Jimmy, just get in tune, let that dude do what he does. I'm pretty excited about, and we've said it about Myers too, you know, with him and Devontae at 1 and 2, you've got a wide receiver one on either side of the field, you know, and Myers, I keep saying it, but all these guys, they're not slouches. You know, so it's going to be a really fun receiver core to watch, I think.
Yeah. Receiving core, I'm excited about. The tight end group, I'm excited about, because once again, you have a 1 and 1A. You've got Michael Mayer and you've got Austin Hooper. Both of these guys can catch, they can block, they can play well, they can get yards after the catch. Hooper's not as good of a blocker. Hooper's more of the receiving type tight end. But Mayer is just an all-around absolute unit. And then you got Jesper Horsted. That guy can block. He's basically like having another tackle on the team, an extension of that offensive line. What are your thoughts around this this group?
I think you take – I mean, that tight end room, they're all 6'3", 6'4", 230-plus. I mean, Michael Mayer comes in at 6'4", 265. That dude, like you said, he's a unit. So – your goal line packages are going to be a lot of fun. I think you could go heavy with a Hooper and Mayer on the field at the same time with a Mayer and Adams wide. You could go with, I mean, the possibilities are pretty much endless. You could go with Mayer, Mayer, Adams, Renfro, and who do you block?
Right.
You know, it's, these things are going to be really interesting. And Jimmy's a really good red zone quarterback.
Yep.
So I think pick your poison, you know, and these guys are going to have really good, I think it's going to be low catch totals, but high touchdown totals.
Yeah. Like
Foster, these aren't going to be guys. Yeah. These aren't going to be guys like Waller that can break it. You know, they're not going to break it out from 30, 40 yards out. You know, maybe they can, but I don't see the speed that Waller had. But yeah. I like the size and the blocking ability of all three of these guys.
Yes, yes.
And that's going to be huge for Josh, and it's just going to open up the run game, which is, again, going to open up the passing game.
Yeah. Because once again, you got to pick your poison, right? Mm-hmm. And these guys are all going to be protected by the following: Colton Miller, Dylan Parham, Andre James, Greg Van Roten, and Jermaine Illuminor. Backups are Thayer Munford, Justin Heron, and Jordan Meredith. One thing that stands out to me is, I would say, not Greg Van Roten starting, but Thayer Munford not starting.
Yep.
I feel like Thayer has earned the role, has earned the right to start. I think Jermaine Illuminor obviously has earned the right to start. I would love to see both those guys out there. I mean, that size, the strength of those guys. I mean, Thayer Munford is a freaking gorilla. Like, the man is huge. And I would just love to see him out there manhandling people. And so I was a little bit surprised by that. But yeah, sorry, I'm looking here at the notes or at the comments here, and I just got to address something here. Excluding our starters, besides Dre Carter, I think our wide receiver room lacks height and speed. Tucker has straight line speed, but lacks exceptional route running. Well, Tucker's not. Hold on.
He's not going to be another Renfro.
Let me let you talk about this one real quick, so I got to deal with it.
Because I think, well, when you're talking height, you know, you've got Adams at 6'1", Carter at 5'8", Myers is 6'2", Renfro's 5'10", Tucker's 5'9", and Wilkerson's 6'1". So, I mean, yeah, everybody is in that kind of low 6 foot range. They're not going to be like the Chargers who've got they've got a whole set where guys are over 6'4", you know, so, but they're all the things that you're going to lack in height, you're going to make up for in speed. These guys are, they've all got burners, you know, and it's not, it's something that's going to be hard to match up with, you know, cause I mean, it's hard to backpedal as a corner. Let's be honest. Right. And then if you're having to make adjustments on the fly, you know, all these guys can use their body to make the catch. We've seen Adams make some insane catches one-handed off the chest plate, you know, Ramsey's hand over his face mask, you know, so there's a lot of the hands and the speed there, I think, are going to make up for the lack of height. You can work around height.
Mm-hmm. Then you get that with Wilkerson, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just getting, I mean, going back to that, like I said, Tucker's got speed. Watching him, you know, watching his college highlights, his route running isn't, I mean, he's not like Hunter Renfro when it comes to route running. His route running is solid. He obviously needs to learn the route tree a little bit better. He has some routes that he's better at, obviously, you know, but I think as far as, but I feel like game speed, he's got it.
He can get open.
Yeah, he can get open. He can create separation, and then he knows what to do with the ball after he gets the ball. And if he, you know, he's shifty, he's fast, he's quick. He has that game speed where he can move away and get away from defenders. So I'm not really concerned with that. That aspect last year, yes, I was concerned with speed. We didn't have any speed. This year, I am not concerned with speed. And so, you know, I'm excited about the wide receiver room. But going back to this offensive line, you know, just not seeing Thayer as a starter, I feel like he will be a starter at some point this season. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm just going to throw one more thing on the wide receivers, and then I'll get to that. But you know, Tucker does need to work on his route running, but he's got Adams, Renfro, Myers. He can work with all three of those guys to get his route running right in a hurry. You know, they're all going to grab him. They're going to bring him along quickly. But as far as your offensive line question, I think Munford is going to start at some point. He's going to take that right tackle position. That's what he was brought in for. And he's proven that he can do it. He's played it live. You know, he's played it in preseason. He's played it last season. He can get in there and he can hang with these guys. He's 6'6" and 315 pounds. I mean, the dude is a mountain. Yeah. So you've got Miller on the other side at 6'8". You got him at 6'6" at right tackle. You know, you're going to have a monster offensive line. And the name that surprises me that stayed on the roster is Heron. I didn't like his preseason. I thought for sure that they would drop Heron and keep McClendon. And I know he's on the practice squad, but I thought he would earn a 53 spot. But I mean, maybe my eye for talent isn't what I think it is. But I don't do a lot of scouting. So, but to me, the just casual observer, I liked McClendon Curtis's preseason better than Justin Heron's.
I did too. I thought so. I thought he had a better preseason as well. So that was definitely interesting to me. What's also interesting to me is this comment here about we downgraded from Waller. Michael Mayer is struggling with blocking in the NFL. Mayer is too slow to separate and runs like he has two left feet. I wouldn't say it's a downgrade from Waller. I would say it's a completely different player from Darren Waller.
Waller's just a freak athlete. Like, let's just put it out there. He's a freak athlete. And you're also comparing a guy that's been in the league for a few years and Mayer, who's coming in as he's a second round rookie, but he's still a rookie. You know, he's got to learn the nuances of the position at the pro level. So, I mean, I don't know if it's really a fair comparison because you do have that on task that these guys, you know, it's just different.
It's like, I mean, it's basically like comparing Devontae to Hunter. Like, they're both good in their own right. You know, I get people wish we had Darren Waller still. But unfortunately, you know, Darren Waller was not available. And, you know, the Raiders paid a lot of money for him to be, you know, not there.
Not there.
Doing anything, you know. And so, yeah, it's.
To be watching Aces games.
Right. Which, I mean, hey, it's fine. Like, you know, I love the Aces. I love watching Aces games. But
not during the season.
You know, yeah, well, during season, let's focus on football and, you know, let's play through some injuries, you know. But look, I'm not gonna, you know, bash on anybody. Like,
let's not go down that road. He's in New York. Yeah. He's doing his thing in New York. You know, all the best to him. But
best of luck.
We'll see him. We'll see him this year.
Yeah. Okay, Caden. All right. He's. Wants to sit on the porch and talk to his friend across the hall
there or
across the thing. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Just stop talking to me, dude. Like, you see, I'm doing something, man. Let's see. We got, any predictions? Let's see, King Stradamus, what's up? Any predictions? Let me see. Yeah, I got a prediction. The Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl. No, I don't think the Raiders are done. I don't think the roster is set. I just don't see it being set. I feel like some guys are maybe going to get picked up off of the practice squad. The Raiders are going to have to make some changes there. We'll get into the practice squad in a minute, but you know, I could see the Raiders potentially adding another linebacker. Now, I haven't talked to anybody, but you know, a trade for Patrick Queen wouldn't be too crazy. We've seen stranger things happen.
You got Vinny. So Vinny already shot that one down. Yeah. Well, you know, it's Vinny.
Yeah. I mean, look, I love Vinny, but I'm going to say, I don't know. But yeah, so moving over to the defensive side of the ball, we've got, well, I don't know why I said it like that, but defensive side of the ball.
Bowl.
So all of a sudden, like, sound like from freaking New York side of the bull. We got the defensive line starters. Got Max Crosby, Bilal Nichols, Jerry Tillery, and Chandler Jones. Now, somebody told me that Jerry Tillery wasn't going to make the squad. gotcha.
Bro, you're going Jersey.
I know. Gotcha. No surprise. I don't see any surprise here.
They paid him one thing I will say. Season.
One thing I will say, and I gotta toot my own horn here. I said a few weeks ago, I don't think Butler and I don't think Farrell will make this roster.
Mm-hmm.
I said it. I can pull the receipts. I don't need to because you guys know I said it. The Raiders traded Farrell to the Chiefs for a 6th-round pick. Guess what? If it's an intra-division trade, chances are they don't view him very highly.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trading it to the best team in the division.
Especially for a 6th-round pick, too. So intra-division, low-round pick, they just wanted to clear up some space. But, hey, kudos to them for getting something for somebody you're going to cut anyway.
At least we got a 6th-round pick. I mean, at least we got a pick. That's the win is a win. Backups, Tyree Wilson, Byron Young, Malcolm Kuntz, John Jenkins, and Nesta Jade Silvera, the 7th-round steal. I guarantee you, Nesta will be a starter by the end of the season. That's my prediction.
Dude just plays with a nasty streak that you want to see in a Raiders defensive lineman.
And he's rocking the 99. Oh, I love it. That was, you know, that was my number one. I love it.
Dude seems like he'd be fun too. Like he,
yeah.
He doesn't totally take it too seriously. Guy. Like,
nah.
I saw a screenshot when he was playing it. I think it was at Arizona, and it's a shot of him squirting a water bottle into the face of a USC player from the sideline.
Yeah, such a Raider move.
I was like, I love it.
I love that shit. Love it. You know, and the name that stands out to me that didn't make the 53, didn't even make the practice squad, Adam Plant. Now, I know that's your guy.
That was a surprise.
I thought for sure
there'd be a practice squad spot at least.
I thought he was going to get that practice squad shot as well. Surprisingly that he didn't.
The other one that sticks out to me is George Tarlis.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to pick up a practice squad spot too.
Yeah. You know, Raiders brought Isaac Rochelle back on the practice squad. Rochelle's a solid player. He was with us last year, so he knows the defense. I think he's a guy that, you know, if he gets called up, he's ready. You know, veteran in the league for a few years, so he gets it. But it's cool to have Isaac Cooch back there. And, you know, just seeing what we got there. Tyree Wilson, man, dude is fucking strong.
Okay, like, so let's run into this real quick, though, because I had somebody in my comments, literally one preseason game in, one single word comment, bust.
Well, he thinks he has big boobs?
That must be what he's talking about, because I don't know.
Or he's making his Hall of Fame bust already.
I don't know how you could judge off of what we say 10 months not playing.
10 months not
hasn't playing. Hasn't been in camp for more than maybe a week. Jumps into the fray in Dallas.
But he's literally picking up
launching offensive linemen.
Like, the guy is shot putting offensive linemen, and you're gonna call the man a bust.
Threw him across the face of the quarterback. I loved that play. The only thing I wanted to see on that play, he launched that tackle. I just wish he would have turned left and just smashed Greer. He ran right.
He's right there.
I mean, all he had to do literally was push off and turn because he was on top of him.
And remember what I told you in the group chat? I was like, bro, he's so strong. He ran himself out of the play. He's too strong.
He got those legs driving, and he had that tackle looking like a tackling sled. Like,
it looked like me. It looked like me freaking carrying Caden around the house. Like, and dude, this defensive line has a lot of strength. They've got a lot of strength, a lot of power. They've got some speed. And you've got length. I mean, with Max Chandler and Tyree and Malcolm Coons, you got some length. Got some guys. These dudes, they got some length, and you get that leverage, and you're gonna win every single time. Max is gonna be held every play. We know that. But now that Max is starting to become that superstar, hopefully he'll start getting these calls. You know, hopefully he's not like the Curry of the NFL where he doesn't get the calls and gets the calls like LeBron. I hope he doesn't ever act like LeBron, but
I don't think he will never act like LeBron.
Hell no. Max is one of
the dudes way too level headed. He's way too humble.
Max is dope. Max is hella cool. Shout out Raider Room. What's up, AJ? Hey, thanks for coming in.
Snuck in here.
Mr. Freeze just came in here and said, "What's up?"
Decided to cool the chat down. I see.
You thought I was not gonna have a Mr. Freeze comment for you.
No, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
This is. You know what? Ooh. Don't talk about my boy Draymond. don't talk about Draymond. All right, I will pull a Draymond on you, A-Train.
Punch you in the face.
Don't Jordan Poole me. I will Draymond you in the face. Hold on a second. What's up, Caden? Okay, you're good?
Nothing.
All right, for sure. Nothing. Hella guilty. Going into what I still think is the Raiders' weakest position group, linebacker. You got starters, Divine Diablo and Robert Spillane. You got some speed with Diablo. I like Diablo's speed. Hopefully he can stay healthy because I do like that. Then backups, you got Luke Masterson, who, you know, undrafted guy from last year, came in, impressed, and is continuing to impress. Curtis Bolton and Amari Weekend at Bernie's. I like the fact that Amari Weekend at Bernie's made this roster. He had a hell of a preseason, had a hell of a camp. I think that he's going to be somebody who can stick around for a while. And I think that he can make an impact on this team. What are your thoughts and questions around this group? Because this is the one that I have the most questions about.
You know, I like the starting unit with Spillane. Yeah. You know, I think Spillane, I was listening to Hondo and he was talking about how Spillane and Epps, between the two of those guys, get the defense in position so much better than he's seen in the past 4 years, because they're both just such high intelligent, high football IQ guys. Mm-hmm. Spillane is nudging defensive linemen at the line, you know, pushing them this way, pushing them that way, just minor little tweaks and adjustments. And I think that's what you need out of a Mike linebacker.
Yeah.
And when you start looking at the guys behind him, you've got, you know, Bernie, obviously big fan because of his speed. He's a sideline to sideline kind of guy. He can make those plays for you. He's always around the ball. He may not be making the tackle or whatever, but he's around the ball. Mm-hmm. The other one that I really like that made the roster was Bolton. I think he made a big improvement from last season.
Yes.
Cause he was, if I'm not mistaken, he was a practice squad call up last season, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He was one of the practice squad guys.
Yeah. Brings up a practice squad and impresses in the last few games of the season. Earns himself a solid 53 spot this year. So obviously there's something there. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got good height. He's, you know, he's 6 foot, running about 230. You know, that's what you want out of a good line size linebacker. It's an interesting group. I don't think that they're done though. Like you said, I would like to see maybe one more added in there. I did see that. Yeah. I saw that Morrow was released today by Philly.
Yeah.
And he's out there.
I think I like Morrow. I was upset when Morrow was gone. Yeah. I was upset when he was gone. I thought that he was putting himself in a position to become a solid linebacker. We saw him play well in, what was it, Chicago? Mm-hmm. And then he went to Philly. And yeah, I mean, look,
he was 116 tackles stint there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he kind of bounced around. 116 tackles last year. Yeah, and I think you have a great point, I'm the Bay. You know, 116 tackles, hungry coming off a career year and getting dropped by the Birds.
Getting dropped by the Birds, though, isn't an indictment on his talent. Savage. That defense is savage. So yeah. Morrow having 116 tackles last season and then getting cut by arguably the best defense in football right now.
Yeah.
I have no problem picking him up as a waiver claim.
Why not?
I mean, take a flyer, take a chance. Dude's solid. He can obviously tackle. So I think Morrow would actually be a really good add for that defense.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I like him behind Spillane. Maybe even beside him.
Big neck Spillane. What did Corey call him?
He does have a neck, dude.
What do you call him? Takeo White?
It's Takeo White.
Takeo White. Spillane's a monster. He looks like that old school middle linebacker.
Yep. Thumper linebacker. We need another Villapiano is what we need.
Yeah. Hit him with a rake and can opener.
Dude, that shot of OJ is just...
It's so awesome. Aren't following Villapiano, Fu's on Instagram now. So go follow him. It was Villapiano 41, right?
I think it's just his name. Just Villapiano? I think it's just Phil Villapiano. And it's funny because it's just Phil Villapiano. It looks like just a fan account. He's only got 296 followers, but he's on there, you know, and he's got some great photos, him and Otis Sistrunk on the bus, and you know, just some great stuff on there.
Some good stuff. So yeah, make sure you guys go follow Fu. This is a group that I'm honestly most excited about. And this one
DB
And this one has where I'm like, yo, I've got some questions. Because this group was so solid that guys that were solid didn't make it.
Yeah.
You got Marcus Peters. You got Corey Bennett. Nate Duke Hobbs. Shelly
getting dropped.
Yeah, but bro, Marcus, Ja'Corian Bennett, Nate Hobbs, I'm fired up about these starting corners. Whoa, I mean, dude, I'm fired up about these guys.
There's two dudes I'm really stoked about here, and Hobbs is obviously somebody to be excited about. I've loved Hobbs from you know the jump. I am so excited to see 24 back at cornerback.
Yes,
dude. Since 95, yes. having that 24 at cornerback just hits different.
Well, I mean, we did have Huff,
but I don't know. There's something about Peters rocking 24 that it just feels right. It just feels right.
Yeah.
The other one I'm excited about, and I don't know if it's just because it's kind of a, I don't know. There's just something, again, it hits different. Ja'Corian Bennett rocking zero.
You know how cold you have to be to rock a single number, like as a skill player?
That is about as cold as A-Train on Alive.
Yeah, you know how cold you have to be? You got to be the Raider room on Alive cold. I mean, seriously. If you are a defensive lineman, if you're a linebacker, if you're a corner, if you're a safety, hold on a second. What's up, Ray? Oh, shoot. Come here. Let me get it real quick. Mwah. Yeah, put Ice Cube on it. He scraped his knee. How'd you scrape your knee if you're not supposed to be going downstairs?
Ooh.
How do you scrape your knee when you're talking to somebody?
Talent. That's how.
You were what? You can't, dude. You got to stay on the porch. Anyways, this kid's fucking super spread.
He's an event waiting to happen.
I am going to get this kid. Yeah, so fucking A.
Dude, there's something about defensive skill players and defensive linemen wearing a single digit.
Yeah, I mean, even like, you know, running backs, receivers, you know, if you got a tight end wearing a five, run. I'm like, man. But yeah, Ja'Corian Bennett coming out there in the zero, that shit's so fucking cold. I want to get the
Tyree rocking the nine.
That shit is so fucking cold. Yeah, like that makes me want to buy a rookie jersey. Like, I've been like, I'm only gonna buy legends. I'm gonna get a Max jersey, obviously. But
well, yeah.
But then
Max ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, but that nine and that zero, like, woo, that shit got me fired up.
No, I'm very excited about the backfield. The other one that snuck in there, Tiny Loke. Slipping.
I was worried about him. I was worried too. I was worried.
I was too. I thought maybe Shelly would edge him out.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they took the chance on Robertson. A lot of people are skeptical, but the dude, he's got heart. You know, he plays ball the way it should be played. He plays it tough. He does have some lapses here and there, but I mean, that's going to happen as a corner. You're going to get burnt. You're going to get picked on, you know, and especially at 5'9", you know, but the thing is he can change a game. You saw it against San Francisco last season. He's got the ability to make plays. And I think it's just because people do take him, you know, underestimate him at 5'9".
They underestimate him. You know, just tell him, too short. And let him go off and be Tiny Loke. Yeah, we got Ray Ader said, I wanted Shelly instead of David Long. I wanted Shelly too. I thought Shelly and Sam Webb were two. Yeah, those were two that really stood out to me as like, wow, how did they not make it?
That one was surprising to me. But and then we had Tyler Hall. They cut Tyler Hall, but it sounded like he had multiple offers to go and be on a 53 somewhere, but he wanted to stay here on the practice squad. So, I mean, that's got to tell you something. If he didn't think that there was something brewing in the desert, I don't think he would stay on the practice squad when he had some 53 man roster spots offered to him.
Yeah.
But this, I don't know, dude. There's just something about this DB room that's like, Faison, you know,
I like Faison. Faison, yeah. You know, Faison played well last year when we brought him over. And so I think he's going to be good. Looking at the other part of the defensive backfield, you got no surprise, Marcus Epps and Trayvon Merrick. I think that Epps is going to be huge for Merrick's development. But then you got no slouches at the backups. You got Chris Smith, who's a freaking dog. Isaiah Polamalu, who's a freaking dog. And Roderick Teamer, who can he's solid. He can play. And we got Stephen Thayer in the group chat or in the chat saying we have some real bullies in our secondary. We do. We got some dudes that not only will hit you, but will take the ball from you.
They'll hit you and then they'll talk shit.
Yeah, like Marcus Peters. I know Marcus Peters is going to be out there just flapping his gums all game. He's going to be getting in receivers' heads. He's done it since he was in Kansas City.
That's why you bring him.
Yeah.
You're paying for the shit talk.
Yeah. You know, I'm more than good with that because he's going to talk shit to you. He's going to hit you and then he's going to take the ball from you and take it home.
Yep. No, I think Epps is going to be huge for that safety room.
Yeah.
I think with with Merrick and Polamalu, he's going to play up closer. I think he's going to play up closer in the box. I was impressed with his snaps last season. He only got like 88, but he made them count. He was always around. He was disruptive. The other one that I'm very excited about, and I think I don't remember who it was that said it, but they said you didn't hear a lot about Chris Smith in the preseason or anything like that. But that doesn't mean that he had a bad camp. It's just that the ones like Marcus Epps, Merrick, you know, all those guys were taking a lot of snaps, but that's because you got to get them familiar. But in doing that, you're getting him valuable like sight reps, if that makes sense. You know, he's seeing what they're doing. You know, he's taking notes basically, and he's like, okay, I see what I need to do. I think Chris Smith has tremendous potential to be, I think I said it a while back, he could be one of the next great Raider safeties if he can put it all together.
I agree. Okay. Yeah, quit opening and closing my door. One, you're letting the cold air out. And two, it sounds like an AOL chat room with the door opening and closing. Yeah, I said AOL chat room. I'm dating myself.
AOL chat room. Man.
Yeah,
I'm dating both of us at that
point. For real. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba. Caden.
This is interesting.
Caden, while you're here, make yourself useful and grab me another water, please.
Yeah, we got bullies in the secondary, and then like A-Train says, that's why we have the special team Avengers, Carlson and Cole. I love those guys. I think Carlson and Cole are one of the best. Oh, yes. Your mic's kind of over it, but yeah, we got Kenny here rocking the Support Maui shirt. Can't wait to get mine. I think it's sitting in the mailbox right now.
Kenny, give me a water. Give me a water.
Mom,
where's the meatloaf? Mom, I never know what she's doing.
Meatloaf,
grab me a water, please. Thanks, sir. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Don't throw me, motherfucker. Thank you.
Just beans you in the head with a water bottle.
He was freaking holding it, like ready to hit me. Be slamming my damn doors. Guy, man, I can't take him nowhere. Let's see, thoughts on special teams. Need Carter to take one to the house for my soul. It's been 2000. Yes, yeah. I mean, I think he will. I think he will. And that's honestly, like, that is the dimension of the game that can really make a difference. We've got top three kicker in Daniel Carlson, just hit a 62 yarder in Dallas. Could have easily gone for more.
Brother Anders.
Yeah, Anders. Yeah. Dirt. Call 60 Durs.
Plusers. Durs.
Dude, these guys.
60 plus. Those dudes have cannons.
Yeah, man. They are. That's one thing the Raiders have always had is good kickers.
Gotta have
Raiders one. Raiders have had a lot of success with their special teams. Daniel Carlson. And punter AJ Cole, one of the coolest, most laid back dudes in the world. The guy reminds me of Matthew McConaughey.
Dude, like, that's who it is.
AJ Cole is like Matthew McConaughey. He's just like so chill, man. Like, you know, it's all good, man. Like, hey, we're just going to do this and head on down to the pool. All right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
And then long snapper, Jacob Bobbenmeyer.
That one was weird to me.
Yeah, no Trent Sieg.
It's weird to me to not see Sieg on that list.
Yeah. It was like when Kondo finally retired, like to not see somebody
he went to what? He went to Arizona first.
Mm-hmm.
And then retired.
Yeah.
And now he's selling real estate in Arizona.
Yeah.
Kondo's selling condos.
This is the part where we start to become unhinged. Yeah. We're almost at the hour mark, and it's like, we're starting to lose it. but yeah,
you got a
returning kick. Tighten it up. Come on, get your life together. Let's go. We should have Carter returning kicks.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad for that. I don't want to see Hunter returning kicks. I don't want to see Hunter returning kicks anymore. He's not big enough. He's not there yet.
He's not big enough, and he gets like killed, and I don't want to see that. You know, I remember when the Raiders had Tim Brown back there returning punts, and I'm like,
Timmy's not a special teamer.
No, get him out of there. Oh man,
damn,
the roles reverse when the kids get older. I know, man. I look. My son already told me he's going to put me in a home. And I don't think Caden would, but I would not put it past Layla.
No.
I think Layla would for sure, the first chance she got, I would not give her power of attorney. I'll tell you that. I'll give Caden power of attorney. And
yeah,
because Layla would pull the plug on my ass.
See, that's actually a really good question. Are Chris and Jakorian best future duo?
I think
I need to see more of Chris Smith first. I like him, but I need to see more first.
Yeah,
I know I've said some kind of lofty things about him, but I believe it's true. I believe it could happen, but I want to see him play a little bit more first before I start saying that they're going to be the best.
Same. I mean, I want to see Jakorian play a little bit more too, but I'm excited about him. I mean, you know, for a rookie to come in and start a corner is huge.
Wearing zero.
Yeah, wearing zero. Like, one, your nuts got to be the size of fucking Texas. Like, for to come in rocking zero and just like.
Is that major leagues where he's like, oh.
Yeah. running down after he scores a home run. Jobu. Jobu. Oh man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so all around, like I look at this roster, and this is the time of the year where I start getting excited again. And you know, went 2-1 in the preseason. The Raiders didn't go undefeated in the preseason, so we're not gonna have a repeat of last year. Don't worry. Preseason's over, so everybody can calm the fuck down and stop acting like whiny little bitches every time we make a post, because now shit matters, okay?
Now it's real.
Okay? I'm talking to all of you in the chat, all of you listening to the podcast later. I said it.
You know who you
stop
are.
Stop bitching, Raider Nation. But speaking of bitching,
the negativity, man. So much.
We haven't played a game yet, and everybody's hella negative. Wait until we lose a couple games, then be negative.
I saw somebody tweet, and it was like, Raiders fans wins preseason game. It's only preseason. Raiders fans lose preseason game. Cut the whole defense. Throw it in.
Seriously. I mean, it's like, come on. Going back a little bit, because one thing that stood out to me, wide receiver room, Philip Dorsett and Keelan Cole getting cut.
Yeah.
Like, that was,
we're supposed to be your speed guys.
Yeah. You got other speed guys. But yeah, that was one thing that stood out to me. One thing I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but Stephen A. Smith, surprise, surprise, had some words for Jimmy G. I don't have the clip here, but I'll basically paraphrase it. You know, Jimmy was asked about the Trey Lance situation over in San Francisco, and Jimmy basically said that there's a lot of things that are weird over there. I think we know what he was alluding to. You know, mm-hmm. not gonna get into it. I really could give a fuck less about the Niners, and so we'll talk about our situation here. And Stephen A. Smith basically saying, you know, Jimmy needs to shut up and not talk. He spends more time in the infirmary than on the field. He brought up an overthrow in the Super Bowl to Emmanuel Sanders. You know, he said he's an okay quarterback. And, you know, I'm watching, and Dan Orlovsky was on there, and he was just cringing at some of the things he was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you could tell that the guests were one, mad uncomfortable, but two, like, they were like, yo, you need to calm down.
Dude, Stephen A. Smith has a propensity for making people just highly uncomfortable.
Yeah. Look, I used to love Stephen A. Smith. When he was on Around the Horn, I used to love Stephen A. I got a chance to have him as a guest lecturer at one of my classes in Temple. Dude was dope as hell. I, you know, talked to him, introduced him. This is before he was a $10 million man. I feel like Stephen A. Smith, we know this, Stephen A. Smith has built his platform on being outlandish. Sells, you know, sells. Colin Cowherd, Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith. These are the guys that make the most money. And so I get it. You know, you got to say these wild and crazy things. He went on to talk about Jimmy's sex life. You know, that Jimmy likes porn stars, and that's why he calls him Jimmy Porn Star. And apparently he has more knowledge around Jimmy's affinity for porn stars than the average bear. Don't ask me how he knows. Yeah, like, I mean, maybe he's a voyeur. Maybe he's got a little ring camera tucked away in a teddy bear. And, you know, he's been watching Jimmy when Jimmy checks into his Airbnbs. Who knows? Stephen A. Smith seems kind of like a freak. I don't know. He might have a little bit of freaky deaky tendencies in there that you might not want to say. Who knows? I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, what are your thoughts on the whole Stephen A. Jimmy thing?
I don't know. I think, like you said, I mean, we know Stephen A. Smith is built around hot takes. He's built around the shock jock type, you know, type media. But I don't think there's anybody more qualified that's willing to speak on the San Francisco quarterback situation than Jimmy.
Was he the best quarterback that they've had since Steve Young?
Yeah. So I've heard.
I mean, as stated by, you know, what was it, Shanahan?
It was Debo, I think. Oh, no, it was Shanahan. You're right.
It was Shanahan. Yeah, you know.
And Shanahan doesn't give up for that dude all the time.
Yeah. And Shanahan doesn't give praise. Like, Shanahan's just like his dad. He does not give praise.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably where he got it from. He never got hugged as a child. I don't know.
No love.
But yeah, it's just weird, man. And it's weird that Stephen A. Smith has such a hard-on for Raiders quarterbacks. Like, mm-hmm. I remember him and Max were going at DC. You know, now he's going at Jimmy. Like, maybe Stephen A. Smith is a closeted Raider fan.
I was just gonna say he claims Dallas, but I think deep in his heart he's Raider Nation.
Yeah, you know, no, he doesn't claim Dallas.
He doesn't claim Dallas.
He hates Dallas.
Oh, you're right. No,
he trolls Dallas.
That was Skip.
Yeah, I want to say he's Eagles. I mean, he's from Philly. I want to say he's Eagles, but yeah, it's just, it's weird. He's got like maybe that is, if he's an Eagles fan, then we broke his heart back in 1980.
There's the problem.
I get it.
You could be a damn therapist.
I could, you know what? I could.
You should. You
know, I don't like people, so I won't. I can't listen to people's problems.
You could be a Raider fan therapist, though. You could help some of these negative fans work through their shit.
Oh, he's a Giants fan. Okay. I knew it was the NFC East team. I knew it was the NFC East team. That makes perfect sense. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Don. Steve.
Well, that just tells you how much we pay attention to Stephen A. Smith. We can't even tell you who his football team is.
Stephen, Stephen, Stevie, Booby, Baby. Leave my guy Jimmy alone. You mess with Jimmy, you're gonna sleep with the fishes. You understand?
You can't be messing with Jimmy 9Gs.
Yeah, look, Jimmy joined the Mile High Club. Jimmy joined the 9G Club.
Dude's got a thing for planes.
Yeah, man. Leave Jimmy alone. That's all I'm gonna say. Leave Jimmy alone. Yeah, we're at the hour mark. We're getting wild up in here. I told you it was going to be a long show. I thought
we're just making up for not having a show last week.
Exactly. I was like, maybe I do a two-part episode. Nah, we going to run this whole thing. does Aiden O'Connell start a game over Jimmy?
I think
it's Jimmy's job to lose. I don't think Jimmy's going to lose his job if Jimmy goes down. And Aiden O'Connell plays like he played in the preseason, I don't think Jimmy gets his job back.
Oh, so you're seeing like a Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes type situation.
Yeah, or
obviously the talent. Okay, before anybody really starts coming for me on that, I'm not saying Aiden O'Connell is Patrick Mahomes. You know, I'm just saying the situation is similar. So let's not get ahead of ourselves here, because we all know how people react to clipped out sound bites. So I'm just going to preface all of that.
As long as they're pretty porn stars. I mean, who was it? I'm trying to think. They said they don't date when they can just get, you know, do the thing. They were talking about, they were like, yo, look, a date, you know, a date's this and that. You got to spend all this money. He goes, I can go and get what I want for $250. And I'm like, okay, well, one, not a bad idea, but hold on a second. Sorry. Not a bad idea, but it's not something you tell people.
Yeah, no.
You know. Yeah. Ugh,
Don. I don't like that take. I don't like that.
Get out of here. While we're here, like I said, like, subscribe, set notifications on YouTube, set notifications on Twitch, set notifications on Facebook if you can. I don't know. I'm not old. Don uses Facebook. I look young, so therefore I am young. Subscribe to the podcast. Follow the podcast. I'm on Spotify, Google, everything except for title music. And so make sure you're leaving a review, 5 stars. Make sure you follow Dustin. Make sure you follow me. Make sure you follow my guy, the Raider Room. He's puts out great content. He's
been kicking our ass on the content level right now.
He has, you know, where he lacks in verbal ability, he makes up for it in the content that he puts out. You know, our team that we got here, the whole Real Talk, Real Raider Way team, it's solid. You know, we got, you know, behind the scenes, we're all working together. We're all putting stuff out there, getting shit ready for y'all. You know, and so as season comes up, just want to let you guys know we're going to still be doing our Tuesday shows. We're still going to be having the Friday shows. We're going to be adding in post game analysis. And then, you know, we might just hop on Spaces from time to time. If there's, you know, if there's something going on, if there's something, you know, that needs to be discussed. So make sure you guys are in, you ready. Oh, now Kenny Raiders is saying it's Pittsburgh. You know what? I think he likes anybody that beats the Cowboys at this point. But yeah, so everybody, appreciate you guys. Dustin, as always, appreciate you, my guy. Any last words before we head out of here?
No, I think it's just, I mean, once we hit the hour mark, I'm kind of starting to run myself dry. Here we come, you know, ready for the next season for week one.
Yeah. Denver.
Let's get ready to continue that sweep.
Yeah. If we sweep this year, I have a couple friends that are Broncos fans. I'm going to buy a broom, spray paint that bitch gold, and send it to them. Actually, I'm going to spray paint it silver and black. Silver and black. Ooh, let's get it.
We might need to get ourselves some silver and black brooms just in case.
Ooh. All right, everybody. Appreciate you guys. Like I said, like, subscribe, notifications, because we're doing this a lot.